So how do you get out of the rut? Aligned action. How do you build confidence? Consistent action. What's required to take consistent action in a new space you've never been? Courage and clarity.
This is Chan with The Plan, the podcast, a podcast providing career advice and easy actionable steps for frustrated professionals, helping you overcome career challenges so you stop feeling confused and defeated and start feeling focused and confident in order to excel in your career. I'm your host, Max Chan. Now let's dive into the episode. Hey, Jacqueline, welcome to the show.
Hey, Max, how you doing?
Good. How's April treating you?
Amazing. I can't believe it's April. Where did the year go?
We scheduled this for I think a month or two out, right? So definitely looking forward to speaking to you.
Yeah, same here. Totally looking forward to this.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourself and what you provide to your clients and audience?
Yeah, absolutely. So I came from the background of corporate health and wellness, and my entrepreneurship led me into coaching, and I have a Rise Up program, which stands for Radical Intentional Self-Expansion to Unleash Your Unlimited Potential. And basically that was birthed because in the high performance world of corporate health and wellness, I was really good at helping people become high performers and really good at high performing. But if you don't have adequate amount of recovery, you can burn out very easily. So I was like, wow, there's a huge piece missing here. And I switched and pivoted from human performance to human potential, which is where I now live and play and help busy, successful business owners, even executives that are still climbing that ladder, fall back in love with their business and their life and feeling that fulfillment through design and mindset.
And that's a great segue into our conversation today about a few people who feel burnt out or people who are not living the life that they want. If they could just hit a switch and reset their life to then rebuild the way they want to live, I think this is a great way to discuss that. So as you know, 2024, 2023, hard economic times, a lot of layoffs going around, a lot of people are struggling with their business with this tough economic climate. So in your experience, whether it's yourself or working with clients, what are some of the things that you're seeing in the business world or the corporate exec world that are making people burnt out and frustrated?
Wow. I am seeing the hustle and grind aspect, right? That I think it becomes this thing on your resume that you can do all these things at once. And I'm in reality, your presence and your focus and being more intentional with it is worth way more than a gazillion things at once, because that's not sustainable again, right? High performance is great to hit certain goals, to achieve great, gold medals in life. And yet it's a sprint, right? Where life is a marathon, business is a marathon, career paths are a marathon. And I can relate to this immensely, which is why I love doing what I do so much, because these things still pop up in my world, right? I just don't let them stop me. So when we get kind of in this rut of hurry up and get there, or wow, I just got laid off, which I've experienced twice in my career before becoming an entrepreneur, of course, and unless I fired myself once, right? which I've wanted to do. It really does boil down to the things that everybody is believing and experiencing in that moment, right? Because life will challenge you. A layoff is super challenging, especially when you tie your worth, right, to that role and you've put your blood, sweat, and tears into it, which that's what happened to me. My identity was a long time ago in a title of a role. And so when I was laid off, and I had hired my first sales coach actually, and I was laid off the day before, I was meeting with my coach and I was in tears saying, the only thing we're selling today is me, because I don't have anything to sell right now. I just got laid off. And she was shocked because she knew the company I worked for. Hindsight's 2020. That company was being sold to Johnson & Johnson. So it wasn't that they just laid me off. They ended up laying everybody off, even the founders, right? So, but they couldn't tell me that, right? There was a non-disclosure signed by HR, but we got to let these people go. Is that we're going to do it? Layoffs are going to happen. The economy is going to go up and down. How do you build your life by design so that you're resilient to any of that? And you can still create fulfillment both in your business and your life, no matter what circumstance or what situation comes your way, because they're going to continue to happen. But are we now a victim of that? Or are we just going to have that resilience to power through it? And yes, you need tools in your toolbox to be able to do that.
Let's take a step back. So you hired a sales coach, you're ready to hit your next quota, targets, whatever it may be. And then you found out you got laid off. Well, the whole company got laid off because Johnson & Johnson acquired them, right? There could have been a couple of things that you could have done. You could tell the sales coach, hey, I just got laid off from my job. I don't really have any value, anything to go off of. Can I get my money back type of thing? But from what you're telling me, you decided to just push through anyway and continue working with that sales coach. So what made you to do that, more of that proactive mindset instead of being reactive and trying to salvage what you can? Because when you're laid off, you don't have income coming in, right? So now you're worried about different bills and stuff.
Sure. Well, this goes back to, hopefully you're setting yourself up for success from the start. Pay yourself first and have a nest egg of, now they're saying 6 months of savings, right? Because of the pandemic. So my layoff, by the way, happened in 2008. When that whole, everybody,
yeah, there's a big recession, yeah,
the economy. I'm like, no, it's because Johnson & Johnson bought this company. And my family was like blaming this, blaming that. And I'm like, I'm not a shamer or blamer or complainer. I'm allergic to all of those types of people, to be honest. So yeah, it was that inner drive. I'm like, I'm a high performer. What does my highest self do? Well, it wasn't easy. It was like, well, I asked the coach, should we pause this? I wasn't asking for my money back. I'm like, I will be finding a position or creating a position. I do want to work with you. I don't know what to do. What are your thoughts? And she continued. She's like, yeah, let's do something together, because I really want to make sure you're just not stuck in this space of doom and gloom. And you just basically gave your identity away and they took it with them, basically, right? So I tell everyone, get clear on who you are. What roles do you play in life outside of your job? And if you don't think you have another role outside of your job, married, kids or no kids or not, there are other things. Spend some time there really getting deep, because if and when that job's ever taken away or you decide to quit in your power, it'll feel a lot better. And this life is meant to be lived that way, right? We're not here to be on our deathbed living out your expectations, max, or my expectations, or your coach's expectations, or your employer's expectations, or your kid's expectations. We're here to live out our own expectations. And that's the number one regret on people's deathbeds is, wow, I've lived out everybody else's expectations of what the status quo says I should be or could be. And what about my own? Most people don't take the time to be curious, to get clear on, what do I want? Like, what do I really want? What do I desire? And is that possible for me? And I'm going to tell you it is. Everything's figure outable, right? And how bad do you want it? Like, if you don't want it that bad, and are you romanticizing the wants because of everybody doing the things on social media, or do you really want it? And I call that a desire, deep burning desire to help fuel that within you.
When you were working at a sales coach, was this your first layoff or the second one?
Very first.
Very first. Okay. So how did you... 20. Oh, you're in your 20s. Okay. What was the next step after that? How did you work with a sales coach to get you to the next level?
Well, it was that sales coach, but it was also me doing some inner work on my own through a lot of Tony Robbins's work. So that was a foundational piece. Plus, I just came from corporate health and wellness of high performance, where we taught energy management on a physical, mental, emotional, spiritual level. And we built it from the ground up. So we used to teach like a corporate athlete type program and teach people that we're not just machines at work. You're hiring someone who is a physical, mental, emotional, spiritual being. Therefore, they're going to operate as that unless you try to strip them away from all of that. So the good news is I had a lot of the tools already in my back pocket. I just wasn't using them as efficiently, and I wasn't allowing adequate recovery time. Like, a layoff is like someone takes you out at the knees, right? Where I just wanted to hurry up and get back in the grind again, because I was young and I was naive and I had the energy and I had the time and the resilience to do it, because I hadn't been beaten up enough, right? In corporate. So yeah, there was a lot of enter reading. I actually jumped into a coaching program immediately. It was actually one of Tony Robbins's coaches who had started his own program, and I became a certified coach. So it was like, okay, I don't want this to ever happen again. I'm going to have tools in my back pocket to be able to coach people and make money without anybody telling me that, you know, that I have to do it their way, if that makes sense.
Got it. Okay. Makes sense. Let's fast forward. You got your next job and then you got your second layoff, right? Unfortunately.
I got bored in that. So I would have like 3 or 4 coaching clients and I'm like, ooh, I have lots of time freedom. No kids, no spouse. What do I do with my extra time? So I got into high-end luxury real estate, which was fun. So again, another different sales position. Did that for a while. Found the love of my life, not through that job. And then decided to move to Texas for a little bit and come back. And through all of that, at the end of the day, it was that entrepreneurship journey. It was the coaching certification. It was in the real estate. You're pretty much your own boss. That was like, okay, this is going to give me the time freedom, the money freedom. Now it's my job to help people figure out the fulfillment freedom. So as I was coaching people, I could help them make all the money in the world. So with sales tactics and specific, like, real sales solution tactics, not slimy stuff. And I can help people create more time, right? Freedom too. And some people were struggling with the both. And I'm like, well, that's the fulfillment. If you have fulfillment in business and life, you'll have the time and money freedom. It's the balance of what you think is enough not what, again, society says is enough. So that led me to creating the whole Rise Up program, because I'm like, wow, this is still missing. I can help people lose weight. I can help people make money. I can help people have better relationships, have great boundaries, but they still weren't happy. And I'm like, ah, the fulfillment piece. And they didn't even know that. So it's like noticing what you're noticing and uncovering those blind spots, and that not just for myself, but for others, became a real gift.
So how do people find fulfillment? Like we see all these people like try to strive for these goals, but then like when they hit the goal, they're not fulfilled. And you've probably experienced that working with your clients where they think they've achieved all the stuff, but they're not fulfilled and they feel like burnt out, as you said earlier. So what are some things that make people not feel fulfilled, even though they've achieved those goals that they set themselves to do?
Yeah. Well, I think anybody can relate to this, whether you think you're successful or not. It's like you've hit a goal, or you make an X amount of money per year, or you bought the car, went on the vacation. Eventually the novelty wears off, right, Max? So it's like the novelty wears off, and it might take an hour for it to wear off. It might take a month, right? It's that feel, the fulfillment first. And what does fulfillment feel like to you? Like what it feels like to me might feel completely different for you. What it feels like with me when fulfillment with my kids feels similar, but yet different than fulfillment when I'm coaching my clients, right? So it's getting clear and allowing yourself that space to kind of drop into your body. And this is where self-worth comes from, right? So many people confuse self-worth with self-confidence. There's so many people that are super confident. And this was me decades ago. Super confident, very low self-worth. I didn't even know that. I didn't even believe it, right? On the outside, it looked like I had all the confidence, all the self-esteem, all the self-worth. But that's where the fulfillment meets, is when your self-worth is high and your confidence is high, boom. And Jamie Kern Lima said it best in her book, Worthy. If nobody's read that book yet, please go grab that book. I'm not getting paid by saying this, by the way. I just believe like it's a very simple way to understand that concept and to start to apply that simply to your life. But all of this that we're talking about today, Max, all starts with what? That courage to get clear. That courage to figure out, okay, what do I love that's going on? What do I not love? Because we all have different seasons, right? So it's like, wow, I did that. I loved it. I don't love it anymore. So now what do I do? You could take a hand surgeon, for example. They love their job 10, 20 years into it. They don't want to see another hand in their life, and they don't know what to do. Their family has this lifestyle. Their family, you know, is depending on them to do this career for the rest of their life. And they're like, but I don't love it anymore. Their fulfillment's gone, but they're still successful. So I tell people, you got to trust the process. And yes, you can create this life by design. But first, we got to courage to get clear on what it is we desire and what no longer serves us. And it's okay to let some of that go, even if it looks great, right? Or good on paper or not.
That goes back to the power of a reset, right? So whether it's a forced reset, such as a layoff where you had to reinvent yourself as you did, and where you ended up getting coaching certifications and building your clientele and creating that RISE program that you mentioned. And then there's people that are very successful from a materialistic perspective, but they just feel like burnt out. They don't have a sense of purpose. And then that their self-fulfillment. So now they want to like start over, but they don't know how to, because they don't want to give that up, but they know that they need that power of the reset. So what's the proper way to do a reset that doesn't like jeopardize your current life while you're trying to build a roadmap to get that clarity that will get you that fulfillment?
Don't go just jump off the deep end right away. Like I've had clients that are like, no, I want to, like, I'm ready to burn it down, the business they built or whatever. And I'm like, okay, but there is a more simpler, refined approach. I don't want to say there's a better or a best or a worse, or, you know, there's no good or bad in this equation. If it feels good to you and it doesn't hurt other people, then I'd say do it, right? So the best way to do this is to ask yourself better questions. Create space to journal and ask the quality questions. What do you love in your work life? What would you love in your relationships? What would you love your health and vitality to be? What would you love your time freedom to be, your money freedom? And what does fulfillment really feel like to you? Like really describe the feeling words. Most of the time I tell my clients to close their eyes and really drop into their heart space and listen from this space, because guess what's going to happen? Your mind's going to want to tell you all the logical things. It's going to be like, why would you do that? You're crazy. You're too old. You're too young. You have too many certifications. Just suck it up, buttercup. You have 5 more years and blah, 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 right? Your mind is going to talk you into or out of all the things you know you should, could have, would have been doing, or shouldn't and wouldn't be doing. So it doesn't get to play in the space that you create, whether it's 30 minutes a week, 1 hour a week, just asking yourself these quality questions. When you start to go there and allow yourself to be curious of like, if I could have anything in the world, what would I love in this area of my life? And then take it a step further. Like, how would that feel? And start feeling that now. Before I bought my Tesla, I drove a BMW, a Mustang, a Lincoln when I became a mom, my mommy mobile, and they all felt different when I drove them. But boy, when I test drove that Tesla, I knew how that made me feel. And I anchored into that feeling before I had it. So I could be in my Lincoln driving along and I'm like, oof, I know what it feels like to drive my Tesla, right? And it didn't matter if I got my Tesla the next day, the next month, or next year. I knew it was coming and I could have it anytime I want. And it's just a matter of like, when do I want to decide? And here's what most people do, Max. They'll decide to do the journal work. They'll decide that they want to pivot or reset, especially if it's not forced. They'll decide all day and they never commit to it. And that's what drives me bonkers. It's like, stop deciding and actually commit, because there's a difference. I actually did a podcast interview on this as well, because I'm like, yes, there's a huge difference here. When you're fully committed, you're asking yourself quality questions, you're living from your vision, you're deciding from a vision of your highest possible self, you will ditch regret for good. You will master your ways of how you actually decide, and you will control your days versus your days controlling you. You will master your decision-making. You will live that next level success, and you will break through the limits without having to have a breakdown first. Sign me up, right?
So going back to what you said about like people not making like decisions, they're just planning and like journaling and all this preparation work, but never execute. Like, how do people get out of that? Like, there's always that analysis paralysis where they analyze all these situations and then they end up not doing anything. They just stick with the status quo. So what are some of the barriers to like actually like push through that wall and actually like implement what they plan instead of just like constantly doing all this prep work just to keep themselves busy, but not actually making any movement?
I have lots of family members that do this and they love to tell me all the things they're planning for. And I give them zero time now. I'm like, I want to know what you're actually taking action on, right? And so, unless somebody else is taking action for you and you're getting the benefit. So the first barrier everybody needs to understand is that journaling alone isn't going to make it happen. But that's a great place to start to get the courage, because it requires no other person and a pen and paper to ask those quality questions. And actually, I have a whole Power Reset journal prompts, 7 prompts to use every month to make sure you're living your life with intention and by design. So that's the first thing. Second part of this that's immensely important to understand is your awareness. So your brain was designed to keep us safe, right? Back when we were running from lions and tigers and bears, our brain was like, stay away from them, they'll eat you. Well, it's 2024. We're not running from lions and tigers and bears anymore. We're trying to live up to the Joneses or the Kardashians or all these people, right? And what success means, which I think is kind of crazy and old paradigms that I love helping people bust through. So if our brain was designed to keep us safe, what our brain now associates with safe is what's familiar and predictable, right? So if our status quo is familiar and predictable and we're living it every year after year, 5 years go by and your day-to-day routine is very predictable, that is safe to your mind. So when you decide you want to change that, it's going to be like, no, 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 I don't like change. This isn't predictable, which means it's not safe. That's a lie. It is probably safe, right? To change your career. Everybody's changed their career at least one when you look at majority of the population, right? So understand that's how your brain works. And it's going to try to do 3 things to keep you in the safe and predictable. It's going to try to delay you. It's going to try to distract you, or it's going to pop in with some dissuasion, which just is limiting beliefs. And that's what I love to do. I help people recognize their limiting beliefs. They're not just going to go away one day, but they're not going to stop you anymore if you don't want them to. You're going to stop giving your power away to them. So if you are in that space where you're like, okay, I've asked the questions, I've set some goals. This is the 3rd year I've set goals in January and it's April and I haven't hit them. I would ask yourself a better question, right? The quality of our life is based on the quality of our questions. Do I really want that goal? It's been 3 years. Maybe you don't. Maybe your dad set the goal for you. Maybe your kids set the goal. Maybe your spouse, maybe your boss. Do you really want that goal? And I would start using these journal prompts, the power of a reset, and use that goal throughout each month with being intentional with the action you're taking. So how do you get out of the rut? Aligned action. How do you build confidence? Consistent action. What's required to take consistent action in a new space you've never been? Courage and clarity. So there's the full recipe right there. But it's not easy. It's just simple.
Go back to what you said about like people set goals for themselves, but it's more like a nice to have, not I really want it that bad, right? Like a perfect example is like when you're younger, you might want to like play in a band and tour around the world type of thing, right? You don't really push for it, right? You'll play at bars every so often, but you're not really getting yourself out there. And then over time they realize, you know what? It was a good idea, but it's not really what I want to do. I'm not that into it. Like it would be nice to like play in front of a lot of people, but I'm not that passionate about the music. So how can people decide or evaluate whether a goal is a nice to have or they actually want it that bad?
My best analogy of this is to date it. Like you just said, get into it, take it local, see if you want to go bigger, and you're going to know. If you date it and do something consistently. I tell people this before, they're like, I'm going to take a new job in a new country or state. Did you go to that state or city and date it for like a week or a month? Go date the thing, the goal, the idea. Try it on. Play with it. Have fun with it. And if you love it, you're going to know. And if you don't, thank goodness you didn't invest too much more time. And the best way to, and this goes back to decision mastery, you're low in your heart space is where I believe our soul and our intuition resides, right? Our head, our logic, our wisdom, don't touch the hot stove, our past experiences, right? Our mind is great for that. But just jump into your heart space, put your hand on your heart. Do I still love this? And you're like, I love it for it to be a hobby, but I don't love it to be my career. Cool. There's your answer. We got to trust our intuition more. Most people don't take the time to learn and understand how their intuition works and that it's whispering all the time because everything else is yelling at us all the time, right? So many distractions this day and age.
Go back to what you said, like hobby versus like you want to take it like full time, right? Graphic designer, as an example, you like drawing stuff as a hobby and say, hey, I'm really good at this. Maybe I can make some money from it. So they do it on the side of it. They still enjoy it, and then they try to ramp up, do it full time. And then that's when they start hating it. They're not even doing graphic design anymore because then you're running a business. So now you're doing everything but the graphic design. And then they end up just taking a step back. So you know what? This is not for me. I'd rather just like draw on my own time and not worry about like bills and anything of that nature. So they end up scaling back. So my question to you is it bad that you like something on a certain amount of time with it a week, but once you start ramping it up, you start hating it? Like, is that bad? Means that you don't actually really like it, or it's just meant to be a hobby? Like, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't think there's good, bad, right, or wrong with that. I think it's just notice what you're noticing. And the sooner you notice you don't love it the way that you're now doing whatever it is, it could be a relationship, it could be a job, it could be a hobby, it could be a parenting style. It could be so many, everything we do every day. Like, and this is where, when I start working with my clients, I tell them, you know, the first 45 days, you're going to want to quit at least twice because you're going to not love the noticing what you're noticing part, because you're going to start noticing what you're noticing. And then you're going to start noticing so much all the time that you're going to be like, ah, I feel like I'm analyzing every little second of every little day. Yes, because we're getting full awareness to slow down and be like, what part of this life I'm living am I loving, or it's like, it's a not it, right? So graphic design artist, loves graphic design, creates a business to become an entrepreneur, to create time freedom, money freedom on something he loves, his purpose, his passion, right? Graphic design artist. Pressure from making, I want to make six figures. I want to make multiple six figures. Pressure on the graphic design artist, especially with artists in general, putting pressure on writers and artists and at any level, it doesn't feel good. And normally the best products don't come out of that. The best results don't, right? Actually, I have lots of clients who do this. They're like, I want to start my own business, but we're like, we figure that out. And thank goodness they invested the time and energy with me first. Because if they're like, oh no, I don't want to hire and fire. I don't want to do Legion. I don't want to do marketing. I just want to show up and do the art. It's like, okay, well, whoever said it was bad being an employee, right? Especially this day and age, we can be 1099 contract labor work. Like, I own my own coaching business and I also do high ticket elite coaching and another person's program. And he pays me very well for that. And I'm like, this is beautiful. So what did I do? I created the yes and life by design. I didn't have to sacrifice my entrepreneurship for something else. It wasn't an either or. I don't have to sacrifice going on a girls trip for my family vacation trip every year. I created this yes and. How can I do both? So how could the person, this is what I would say to the graphic design person, how could you still do what you love, get paid pretty well for it, and not have to run a big business that put pressure on you? Like, where in that timeline of you building and evolving did the pressure start? Look at what happened then. And can we take two steps back and still create the same income and time freedom?
Go back to what you said, like, it's not either or, right? You don't have to just do your 9 to 5. You don't just have to start a business. You could do like the 9 to 5 as a contractor. And in the evenings, you might work on your business, right? So then you're not constantly stressed of like always needing to get new clients. Maybe making it a side hustle and just take clients that you want to do work on, that might alleviate the pressure compared to like trying to focus it all on like just that part of your life. So I definitely agree that you can balance it out. And then if you feel like, you know, I'm not really that interested in the job anymore, maybe I'll start pivoting full time. That might be a better approach, right? It's all about testing. You don't have to jump into deep water right away, right?
Well, and that's the beautiful part of these prompts. Power of the Reset journal prompts. If you use them monthly and you make these little pivots that don't seem like a big deal, you won't have to make the big deal pivot down the road, right? Because you're staying in alignment to your vision, even as it shifts and adjusts a little bit. And I just had a client, actually in January last year, she was so excited. I'm going to become a writing coach. I'm going to help so many people write really good books, short stories, long stories. She was a brilliant writer. She still is a brilliant writer. She jumped into my program. She did the Power of the Reset experience that the prompts are also a part of. And then she jumped into the full Rise Up and she goes in March, thank goodness I did this first. I was about ready to jump into another coaching program to build my coaching program. And I don't want to coach. I just want to write and I want to do some other things. She's like, I didn't want to build this big mega empire that I thought I did last year. I did your exercises and I'm like, whew, you just saved me $20,000. I'm like, you're welcome. You're welcome. Right? And then I teased her and I said, so now that you have $20,000 spent, where do you want to meet up on a cool vacation, right? And celebrate. So
exactly. Yeah. And speaking of which, okay, so let's say like, yeah, she saved herself $20,000. So now it becomes like the next part of our conversation, like the decision-making. You have a framework to make better decisions called Vision. Why don't you tell us more about that model, how you created it and how to implement it in like a Cole's Notes version of it.
So once you have a vision and you're living from it, life will feel like you're living in alignment. I'm not saying it's easy. Even when you're in alignment, life can be tough and challenging, especially if it's new territory and not familiar and predictable, right? So that's where I think the coaching world gives this false sense that, oh, when you're in alignment, everything is just rainbows and butterflies. I'm like, BS. I will tell you that right now. Alignment means you're living according to your truth and your highest self, even when you're feeling the resistance. So I've created a method called the AAA method. I'm happy to give to any of your readers if they say, hey, Max Chan, I heard you on the thing. Can you send me your AAA method unleashed? It's basically, imagine if you're stranded on the side of the road, and who do you usually call? At least people in my generation, we call AAA because I don't know why my car's not running, but I need help. Can you come check it out or tow me somewhere? So the AAA method is I have this vision, but I'm not on track to head in that direction. And I'm feeling a lot of resistance or challenged, or I was just laid off, or I just went bankrupt or whatever. It could be something really big or something super minor. And I don't even know how to pivot yet. You can use the AAA method. So the first A is awareness, right? I'm aware this isn't not it situation, but I'm not going to freak out. I'm just here. Second A, assess without judgment. This is the hardest part. You're going to be very, very aware and you're going to want to what? React. Let's pause and assess without judgment. It's not good. It's not bad. It's not right. It's not wrong. It's just what it is. And if you're breathing, pinch yourself and be like, well, I'm alive, right? I'm here. Last A is aligned action. So what can I do right now that's in alignment to my vision? Just one thing, right? So let's just say that you got off a sales call and you're trying to get this bid on this big deal and they just told you they went with your competition. And you're like, oh, that was a $100,000 deal. I'm devastated. I'm aware that it happened. I assessed. It feels icky. It's bad in my world, but I'm not going to label it bad. What's one thing I could do? Well, take a little recharge break, listen to your favorite music, dance, scream, yell, whatever feels good, get some movement going, and then take that one step towards the next thing. Call the next client, call the next prospect, phone a friend, vent to somebody, call a mentor, sign up with a coach. There's a million things you could take aligned action on, but if you're not clear on a vision, it's going to be harder. There's going to be like 5 million things, right? And it's like, well, how do I know I'm doing the right thing? Well, if you have the courage to have the clarity to do the vision first. I do 5 vision castings a month for free because I just believe the most generous people have more to give. And so that's what I do. It's something I'll always do no matter how much money I make. And it's just basically an activate and create call. So we activate and create your vision in less than 45 minutes. And then you learn how to start living from it right there on that call.
Well, that's awesome. Can you give me an example of like how that works? Like you said in 45 minutes, like if someone's, like we'll have your contact information in the show notes, but like, why don't you walk us quickly on like how that works in terms of that call?
So it's one of my laser coaching focus styles. So you'll get a real idea. And for anybody who's listening too, this is a real legit coaching session. It's not a sales pitch. I coach high ticket sales. If you ever want a sales pitch, that's my freedom blueprint call, right? So these are legit coaching calls. We get on, I'm going to ask you what? Quality questions first. So I have about 5 quality questions I will ask you. We'll go through. Then we'll go through a vision casting session. where again, it's on Zoom and you're just going to be in your body and your heart space. And you're going to, lots of tears happen, lots of smiles happen. And sometimes people are like, holy crap, I can't believe that came out of my mouth happening. And I'm like, just trust the process. It's not right or wrong. It's not good or bad. And then people are like, are you recording this? Because I want to have that back because I'm rereading back what I heard them say on some other questions I ask through the vision casting experience. And I'm like, well, yes, I can record them and I save them for people right after the call. But in all reality, if it's in you, it's for you. Whether you believe in God, universe, source, Gus is what me and my friend call it. I was raised Catholic. I'm now non-denominational, but I believe if you desire something, it's in you for a reason and he doesn't make mistakes, right? So if it comes out, we let go of the how and we trust the process, but we got to get clear on what it is we really desire versus just want, right? And so then we wrap that up. Obviously, if people want support, we can follow it up at another time with a Freedom Blueprint call. And I say, how now? I can help you put this into place. And that's what that looks like. But yeah, it's really fun.
So for anybody listening right now, like this episode will get published this month or early next month. There's still a lot of 2024 left. If someone's like frustrated with where they are right now, they want that reset. What's the first thing that they should do?
Yeah. So first thing you should do is run over to stan.store/Jacqueline Mack and go grab the Power of the Reset journal prompts. I think they're $11. The reason I make them $11 is I want anybody to be able to buy them. If somebody who's listening to this is like, I can't do that right now. I just got laid off. I can't feed my kids. DM me and just tell me. I will send them to you for free. But the reason is I charge because I want people to use them. How many times have you signed up for something for free and didn't touch the damn thing? Hello, I'm one of those people, right? Max is laughing too. We've done that. So jump in and grab those first. If you don't experience some sort of breakthrough in the first 60 to 90 days, let me know and I will do a free coaching session with you because they will work. But they only work when you use them with intention. 7 questions. Come on. Everybody has time to answer 7 prompts every month, right?
Yeah. And going back to what you said about the what you charge, right? It goes back to like being intentional. I am in career coaching, right? And like I need to market my business and I see so many like free lead magnets, free webinars, but like I never watch all of them. I might quickly look at the email and then that's it. The lack of intention, right? Even if like the consultation calls I do, right? They want to pick my brain. Like they're asking for a lot of free advice, but they're never going to action it because if they don't like what they hear, there's no investment in it. So then they're just going to call someone else and see if they get the advice that they actually want, right? Which doesn't work like that compared to like, you know, spending a lot of money. Then like, okay, if I don't do this, I'm wasting my money. So let me give it a shot. So it, in a way, it pushes you to do uncomfortable stuff. So I definitely agree with you about like even charging a little bit, it shows that you're more intentional and you're willing to put in a bit more work compared to just like grabbing what you can for free and hoping something sticks.
Exactly. And it's not just that. Most freebies are taught by marketers out there because I've worked for them all to give away a freebie, right? Solve one problem and create 2 more. So it might help you solve one, but if you just want to accelerate that growth, go hire me, go hire Max, right? We're going to help you get an ROI, right? Return on investment, which is what we're all looking for in life. But I now call myself, as of this year, an ROI coach. And an ROI stands for return on intention of the investment of our energy, of our time, of our resources, of our money. Because that's what's behind the ROI as the old term, return on investment. But it's like, okay, there's so many different ways we can invest. Which way we're going to do that? We get to choose, right? I was writing my goals for October, in October for 2024. And I'm like, okay, once I get back up to 20K months, I'm going to hire a lead gen company that gets me and doesn't do things slimy. And I'm like, well, my highest version self would already have that hired. Okay, so I'm going to hire one now. So I put the feelers out, detached from when it was going to happen, hired my first hire from Denmark. And even once I decided, and then I committed, when I was about ready to wire the money, I was like, oh my gosh, even the doubts, and I teach this stuff. I was like, I hope this isn't a scam. I hope I'm not just wiring this somewhere and they don't show up, right? And I started laughing at myself because first of all, Denmark is like one of the least scammiest countries in the world. Second of all, the doubt never goes away. We do the scary things anyways. And it was scary because it was the most I've ever paid somebody just to be on my team. But that's how I want to be. I want to be able to be the most generous to my team members. And I told him, I was like, I want 3 more team members. And I want to pay you all more than I pay myself. And I say that because they also know that when we have the profit loss sheet, this much goes to employees, this much goes to charities, and this much goes back to me. Because I'm already in a stage in my life where I have the money freedom, I have the time freedom, but I want more of that time freedom and I want greater impact with my Rise Up material. And the only way I can do that is if I have other people helping me and I get to pay them well. How cool is that?
Go back to the money thing. He said, like, oh, there's a lot of money, right? You're wiring it to Denmark. You don't know if they're going to scam you. Obviously, they didn't, right? Which is great. You were talking about, like, you're giving your power away, your decision-making ability away because of the money. If it costs, you believe it costs too much right now, I'll do it when this happens. Once I hit X amount, then I'll pay for it, right? But you were thinking to yourself, like, the higher level me would already have done it. How do you get out of that financial scarcity mindset and make decisions that are right, not make decisions just based off how much it costs?
Awareness, I mean, when you're doing it, and a clear, vivid vision. Because if you don't have a clear, vivid vision, you won't be aware that you're doing it because it'll feel normal because it's where you're at and it feels familiar. And it's like, well, this is how I do things. This is why people settle for so much. They settle in their love life. They settle in their jobs, right? And they do. And I love that you said you give your power away to the money. Well, I don't have the money yet, but I am. It's coming in. Or I just got some of the money. Well, it's not consistent. I don't care. It's going to be. Like, I truly believe it's going to be. That belief, where do those beliefs come from? The vivid vision, right? Because what is a belief? It's a thought repeated over and over and over and over and over again. So we get to clean up our thoughts and what's firing and wiring. And this goes back to Joe Dispenza stuff, which I've studied a lot of his stuff. Love him. What's firing and wiring is going to be the strongest synapse. It's like a muscle, right? When those limiting belief thoughts are not firing as much and your vivid vision thoughts are firing more, this becomes the law of attraction, which so many people get wrong because they're like, I just think things and I get them. There's more to it than that. And so in my program, I go over all the laws that govern our existence as human beings and souls on the planet. They're backed in science. So these laws, by the way, there's like 12 or 13 of them. They're just like Newton's law, like gravity. It existed before Newton discovered it and called it gravity, right? So would you like to learn how to work with the laws, or you just want to go through life blindly not knowing if you're working against the laws, right? Eek! That's kind of crazy, but that's a little glimpse too inside the program, but cool stuff.
Okay. And again, one more time, if someone wants to invest in themselves and invest with you, so to speak, in terms of like building themselves in the right way and getting that fulfillment, how can people reach out to you?
Yeah, I have a lot of free content over on Instagram. So just look up Jacqueline the Mac. LinkedIn, I'm going live there 3 times a month now. So you can go to Jacqueline Mac and Jacqueline Mac Coaching on LinkedIn. Lots of free resources. And now that I've hired this new Legion team, we're going to have so many more new freebies coming out like every month that we're going to be testing with. So go soak them up.
Sounds good. Again, appreciate the time, Jacqueline. And best of luck in 2024.
Same to you, Max.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you found this content valuable, here's 3 ways I can help you achieve your career goals for free. First, subscribe to this podcast as I post 2 episodes a week. Number 2, leave a 5-star review as this helps build the credibility of the show so we can gain access to more influential people to interview and bring those lessons to you to help elevate your career. And number 3, connect with me on social media. There's a link in the show notes for you to click on that compiles all my active social media accounts, making it easy for you to find me and connect with me. Thank you again for listening, and until next time. We'll be right back.